I came for my kids, I stayed for me. That's how the saying goes, Kathy Partridge told me. Kathy is my longtime dear friend, former roommate, comrade in nonviolent social change activism, and, in her words, a devout UU. She had long been a member of the fellowship and clearly found it meaningful. That must have been in my mind when I got into a conversation at a party in 2009 with a friend of a friend, Beth Galowick. I had just told her the funny story of how Morgan had exclaimed on a snowy walk to school when she saw a nativity scene. She said, "What does the desert stuff have to do with Christmas?" And I realized that she was in desperate need of RE. And Beth shared with me how her family liked coming here and directly asked me to come. What had been a hazy longing came into focus, and we made a plan to come soon after that and check you out. Morgan felt immediately at ease and declared, "This is the place." Larry soon got pulled into financial leadership, but I remained cautious, a little reactive to the obligatory Catholicism and strident evangelical Christian parts of my past, to feel completely comfortable back in church. I held myself in reserve. I watched. I paid attention. What I saw was a community of people earnestly and consistently and imperfectly. Isn't that good? I'm just so imperfectly imperfect. And like you, they were leaning into your values, values that I could support without hesitation or translation. I found a place where my beliefs were honored, my presence was welcomed, and my talents were eagerly put to use. Over time, I've gotten so that I can look out on a Sunday morning and not see a sea of strangers, but instead, people whose stories I know. I've seen toddlers grow up to be teenagers, and elders become wiser and grayer. And I've become known. I tiptoed out into this UU landscape and dared to reveal myself in all my imperfections and beauty, my good heart and rough edges. I've been challenged to explore myself in ways that I've avoided, encouraged to open up and unfamiliar ways. What I've found is a community and an identity. I turn 60 tomorrow, turning a page in my life into what promises to be a rich chapter. But I know that this chapter is one where I will be proudly and comfortably sharing with the world that I am, like my friend, a devout UU. And I'm delighted to be a member of this wonderful fellowship. What brought you here? And what keeps you coming back? Take a moment to think about this. What is your story? When did you walk through the doors? What particular doors did you walk through? And if this is not your first time here, what keeps you returning? Today, we are honoring all of the paths that lead up to this moment. We will start by honoring the three founders who signed the membership book in April of 1979. And then we will ask you to each of you, all of you here, to rise, embody your spirit, and in rough chronological order, I'll help you with that, to demonstrate visually the evolution of the congregation that we are today. So right now, I invite Pat Robinson, Elizabeth Robinson, and Susan Lemp to stand. And John Lemp, I'm terribly sorry. Thank you, Susan and John Lemp, I'm terribly sorry. And Pat, there you are back there. Oh, please remain standing if you may, if you're able. And Where's Elizabeth? Oh, you're over there. Hello. Still serving. Please accept our appreciation for your courage, for your foresight 40 years ago, for following your conscience and your heart to allow us the opportunity to be here today. The children have created a little gift for you in honor of this occasion, and I'm not sure if it's ready to be given. If not, it will be given to you after the service. I'm sure after the service. See, we're so imperfectly imperfect. If you joined our community between 1985 and 1990, I invite you to rise at this time as well. How about, okay, 79 to 80. Yes, okay, 79 to 85, let's say. Please join. Stand. And if you could remain standing. If you joined this community between 1985 and 1990, please rise at this time. Next, I invite the Reverend Catherine Harris to rise. Catherine was called by this congregation in 1993 and led us with grace and fortitude through years of remarkable growth until her retirement in 2005. Please accept our deep appreciation for the special contribution that you have made to our history and that you continue to make as our minister emerita. If you joined our community between 1990 and 1995, I invite you to rise at this time as well. If you joined our community between 1995 and 2000, I invite you to rise at this time as well. If you joined our community between 2000 and 2005, I invite you to rise at this time as well. If you joined our community between 2005 and 2010, I invite you to rise at this time as well. If you joined our community between 2010 and 2015, I invite you to rise at this time as well. If you joined our community between 2015 and 2018, I invite you to rise at this time as well. If you joined our community this year, I invite you to rise at this time as well. And if you are joining our community and congregation today for this first time, I invite you as a visitor to rise as well. It is good to be together and to walk in community and in covenant with all of you. Thank you.